USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A UN source says at least a dozen people affiliated with the United Nations were among those killed in the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet near Addis Ababa. Authorities say 157 people were killed when the Boeing 737 MAX 8 crashed shortly after takeoff on the flight to Nairobi, where a UN conference is being held. The BBC's Tom Burritt says this is the second major crash involving this particular model.
There's no doubt the crash of one of these aircraft off the coast of Indonesia back in October has raised uncomfortable questions, because what's believed to have happened there is that an automatic computer system on board the plane, which is supposed to prevent it from stalling, received incorrect data from a sensor on the plane and caused it to nosedive. Now, that nosedive was supposed to prevent the stall. In reality, it put it into the sea.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump's top economist is brushing off concerns about rising budget deficits and slowing economic growth in advance of the Monday release of the president's 2020 budget. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday the president's budget creates a steady path toward lower federal spending and federal borrowing as a share of the nation's economy.
We believe the 3% growth rate of 2018 will continue in 2019 and beyond 2020 and so forth. I think the other element is always to limit spending, and the president is proposing roughly a 5% across-the-board reduction in domestic spending.
Another alleged sexual abuse tape has surfaced, which appears to show singer R. Kelly with underage girls. Gary Dennis says he found an old VHS tape and was surprised.
He was engaging with these children in sexual abusive acts.
Kelly faces 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
U.S.-backed forces directed airstrikes on the remnants of the Islamic State in Syria. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Even though U.S.-backed forces have retaken 100% of the territory once claimed by ISIS, National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week the threat of the Islamic State will persist.
The president has been, I think, as clear can be, when he talks about the defeat of the ISIS territorial caliphate. He has never said that the elimination of the territorial caliphate means the end of ISIS in toto. We know that's not the case. We know right now that there are ISIS fighters scattered still around Syria and Iraq, and that ISIS itself is growing in other parts of the world. The ISIS threat will remain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A new report on wildfires shows one state is dominating the data. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
California had the worst wildfire year of any state in the nation in 2018, and it was the worst wildfire year in California's state history as well. That's according to the annual Wildland Fire Summary by the federal government's National Interagency Coordination Center. Some 1.8 million acres burned in California, approximately 23,000 structures destroyed, and that includes the deadliest wildfire in California history, as the CAM Fire killed 85 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.